So all three of today's readings challenge us to ask ourselves a question. And that question is, are we loving our neighbors as ourselves? Are we keeping both halves of the great commandment to love God, but to love neighbor? I mean, we began with the book of Exodus and the list of the Ten Commandments. And the first three, well, they show us how to be in right relationship with God. But the last seven show us how to be in right relationship with one another, in part telling us how to love our neighbor. From Exodus, we moved on to 1 Corinthians, where St. Paul holds up the example of Christ choosing to allow himself to be sacrificed on the cross. Now, Jesus' death at that time on a cross really made no sense to the Jews. It made no sense to the Gentiles. And to be honest with you, I think it makes even less sense today, because we live in a world of rampant individualism and aggressive materialism. We are surrounded by people who are always asking the questions, what's in it for me? Or how do I get ahead? But God calls us to give ourselves totally for the life of others in this world, even though it's a world that teaches us that self-preservation is everything. And this kind of giving of self, this is the foolishness of God that St. Paul is referring to. And finally, we have the Gospel of John, where we see Jesus angrily confronting what's going on in the temple at Passover. Now, he was angry for two reasons. First, Jewish law required that every male over the age of 12 had to go to Jerusalem and worship at the temple for Passover, which meant even at the time of Jesus, 2.5 million people would show up. And they would come from all over the world, and many of them would be Gentile believers. Well, the temple was divided into courts, and the outermost court was called the court of the Gentiles. And that was the only place that the Gentiles were allowed to worship. Well, as it turns out, that's also the court that's used by the money changers and the animal sellers. So imagine trying to pray in a church filled with the shouting of these money changers, not to mention kind of the sights and the smells and the sounds of hundreds of animals and birds. Jesus was angry because this chaos really prevented the Gentiles from being able to enter into an opportunity to honor God and draw close to God. Now, the second reason Jesus was angry with the money changers and the animal sellers was tradition had it that they would aggressively overcharge what was a captive group of customers. So rather than taking care of these people, they were really taking advantage of them. So Jesus responded in anger by what he saw in the court of the Gentiles, because it was the direct opposite of love of God and love of neighbor. So these three readings really do challenge us to ask ourselves, what are we doing to care for one another? Well, brothers and sisters, this is the Diocesan Service Appeal Weekend. And it's a perfect time to take these readings to heart and ask ourselves, how are we loving our neighbors? And I think we all recognize that for Jesus, a neighbor is something more than simply someone we know or that we see regularly. Now, the Diocesan Service Appeal really gives us a great opportunity to combine our resources and care for literally hundreds of thousands of people in ways that none of us could do on our own. I mean, the list of those who we serve with DSA runs the gamut, you know, from those in priestly and diaconal formation to the clergy of the diocese, to thousands of school children, to the tens of thousands of people who are in poverty, whether that poverty is spiritual or emotional or physical. And then there are many, many more. So we need to join together to make sure that our seminarians, our deacon candidates, our clergy, our Catholic charity workers, our catechists, our educators, and everyone who's engaged in ministering in the Diocese of Lansing has the resources that they need to be able to do their jobs well. See, a donation to the Diocesan Service Appeal is not simply about being generous. It's all about accepting our responsibility as disciples of Christ to love our neighbors as ourselves.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, the offering of the just enriches the altar. This verse from the book of Sirach can help us reflect on what we are doing during Mass. When we offer our prayers and gifts in union with others, We join ourselves to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the altar every Sunday. Our diocesan services appeal is one such occasion to unite ourselves more deeply to the sacrifice of the altar. Our DSA offerings are a powerful opportunity to enrich the work of the church in the year ahead. I would like to draw your attention to our DSA poster this year. It shows a thankful family presenting the offertory gifts to their pastor at the altar. The father presents the ciborium, which contains the hosts waiting to be transfigured into the body of Jesus. The young mother stands with the child clasped in one arm and in the other joyfully holds what will become the most precious blood. Their older son carefully holds the offering basket, which holds the collective generosity of his family and their community. The remaining children look on with smiling faces. You may notice an image of the cathedral on the top of the ciborium being held by the father. This combined image is a beautiful representation of DSA and how we should all strive to be cheerful givers united in the Holy Eucharist. Your DSA gifts are a part of the offerings that enrich the work of the church throughout our diocese. Food pantries provide meals for the hungry. Care and support is provided to mothers and children of unplanned pregnancies. Counseling centers support those with mental health and substance abuse issues. Catholic schools instruct children in the faith. Vocational formation yields strong marriages and the next generation of priests. The DSA supports all these and many more ministries that share the love of Jesus. DSA donations are vital to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy of our church. Your generosity underscores this profound truth, that our offerings, our sacrifices, and our charity manifest the very essence of our faith consistently and without fail. Brothers and sisters, like our beautiful poster image, let our DSA contributions be joined to the sacred offerings we set on the altar as we all seek the sanctification which only the Lord can provide. Together, aided with the graces received through the Holy Eucharist, we will carry out the work of the church in the year ahead. Thank you, and may God bless you all for all that you do with and for one another.
Good morning. I'm Doug Shuck of our Parish Finance Council. We just heard Deacon Randy and our Bishop Earl Boyer of our Diocese of Lansing ask for our support of the annual Diocesan Services Appeal. This year we are reminded, the offering of the just enriches the altar. When we come to Mass, when we gather around this altar, we offer our prayers, our gifts, our gratitude to God for all the good in our lives. We bring our needs, our concerns, our anxieties. We pray, trusting and believing God will help us, Jesus will strengthen us, the Holy Spirit will energize us. We pray knowing our lives will be enriched by the word and sacrament we receive. Today, I ask you to make a gift in thanksgiving to support the ministries and programs of our Diocese of Lansing. As a generous parish, we can be proud of not only regularly achieving our goal, but surpassing it with generosity. Last year, our goal was $110,661, and we received gifts of pledges of $148,563 from 370 households. This year, our goal has increased to $121,176. That's a 9.5% increase from last year. As a parish, we are thankful for the support of our diocese in the construction of our new parish hall, offices, and classrooms. We are grateful for the generous support of our parish. Now, in gratitude, we make a gift to support the ministries and programs of our Diocese of Lansing. Please pass the baskets with the pledge envelopes down the pews. You can make your pledge today, or you can take the envelope home, pray on it, and bring it back next week. Your offering and sacrifice will allow the mission of the Catholic Church to continue witnessing the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you in advance for your support of the DSA. Thank you for your support of St. Joseph Parish.